This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the state of Texas, it's not just that abortions have been effectively banned. Some hospitals have changed the way they treat pregnant patients.
Major hospitals across the state have made policies where they will not intervene in someone who is having a miscarriage if there are heart tones detected, unless the person is hemorrhaging or is septic. So until they are critically ill.
Dr. Gosla Moyeti is a physician who provides abortion care as part of her practice in Texas, or at least she used to, before a state law banning the procedure after around 6 weeks went into effect about 2 months ago.
I have unfortunately not been able to provide abortion care in Texas since this law has gone into effect. It has been devastating, just like we expected.
Moyeti told NPR that she's working more at another practice in Oklahoma, where pregnant people from Texas have been traveling to.
You know, in Oklahoma City, I took care of 3 people from my own neighborhood here in Dallas, like literally my own neighborhood. And I took care of people from as far as Galveston. That's about an 8 or 9 hour drive one way.
All this is happening as the U.S. Supreme Court considers a legal challenge to the Texas law. And while the court heard oral arguments in that case this week, its conservative majority declined to suspend the Texas law in the meantime. Legal experts say basically this law is working the way it was designed to make legal challenges difficult.
Texas just devised an absolutely brilliant law if you oppose abortions.
Here's what Jessica Levinson, a professor at Loyola Law School, told NPR.
I mean, they created basically a maze where there may really not be any outlets, where every time you turn, they're like, nope, sorry, do not turn, do not pass go, do not collect $100.
Consider this. The Texas law remains in effect, and a Supreme Court decision is still months away. Even though no one knows which way the court will rule, this week's oral arguments provided some clues. From NPR, I'm Elsa Chang. It's Wednesday, November 3rd.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Integrative Therapeutics, with vitamins and supplements previously available only through practitioners, including Cortisol Manager. Unlock your best self with clinician-curated supplements from Integrative Therapeutics, now on Amazon.
This message comes from NPR sponsor BritBox. Discover powerful new series like Three Little Birds and BAFTA-winning drama Time, starring Bella Ramsey, Tamara Lawrence, and Jodie Whittaker. Stream the best of British TV, only on BritBox. Start a free trial at BritBox.com.
On this week's Wildcard, we talk with Issa Rae about those moments where our lives could have gone another direction.
Definitely wasn't supposed to be with that guy at all, but I still think about it.
I'm Rachel Martin. Issa Rae tells us how to make peace with the path not taken. That's on the Wildcard podcast from NPR, the game where cards control the conversation.
It's Consider This from NPR. This is the second time the Texas abortion law, known as SB 8, has come before the Supreme Court.
The blockbuster decision from a sharply divided Supreme Court effectively allows almost all abortions to be banned in the state of Texas.
In a midnight ruling 2 months ago, the court voted 5-4 to let the law go into effect.
Chief Justice John Roberts sided with the 3 liberal justices.
In siding against the other conservative justices, the Chief Justice called the Texas law unprecedented for the way it outsourced enforcement to, quote, the populace at large in order to insulate the state from questions of accountability.
The law appears to contradict the Supreme Court decision in Roe v. Wade, which guarantees the right to abortion until fetal viability.
Just a reminder on the details. The Texas law allows anyone who aids and abets an abortion after around 6 weeks to be sued by any private citizen for a minimum of $10,000. The questions before the Supreme Court this week were, first, does the federal government have the power to stop that? And second, do abortion providers have the power to sue Texas? Some legal experts say addressing those questions may not be the way even the court's conservative justices imagined weighing in on abortion. Here's Florida State University law professor Mary Ziegler.
I think the Texas case sort of landed on the justices' laps. It wasn't necessarily the case that the conservative justices wanted to take to rethink Roe. It has a lot of weird aspects to it.
Ziegler said if the court upholds the Texas law, in theory, it could open the door to new laws in other states that infringe on constitutionally protected rights.
Can you do that with guns? Can you do that with religious liberty? Can you do that with freedom of speech? Can you do that with birth control?
This messiness is why Ziegler thinks it's more likely that the court's conservative majority finds a way to just punt on SB 8, the Texas law, and instead focus on some other more traditional challenge to abortion, like a case out of Mississippi known as Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health. The court is scheduled to hear arguments in that case next month.
I think there would be an option that might be attractive to the court, which would be to use the SBA case as political cover for whatever it's going to do in Dobbs and essentially say we're uncomfortable with SB8 or we think the Justice Department can bring this challenge, something that lets them look less partisan, given that they've been very anxious about appearing partisan.
We'll hear argument next in case 21-588, United States versus Texas. General Prelogger.
Mr. Chief Justice, and may it please the court.
Now, like we mentioned, any Supreme Court ruling in the Texas abortion case is still months away. But Monday's oral arguments offered some additional clues about how the justices may rule. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg was listening and watching at the Supreme Court that day, and here's how it went down.
The court heard arguments from not just abortion providers, but from the federal government, which intervened in the case, contending that part of its job is to ensure that state laws do not nullify the Supreme Court's constitutional rulings. The Biden administration's new Solicitor General, Elizabeth Prelogger, summarized the case this way.
There has never been a law exactly like this one. No state has ever sought to challenge the supremacy of federal law and keep the courts out of the equation in quite the same way.
But the justices, both liberal and conservative, saw her argument as potentially giving the federal government unprecedented power to intervene in state policies. Chief Justice Roberts.
You say this case is very narrow, it's rare, it's particularly problematic, but the authority you assert to respond to it is as broad as can be. It's equity.
Part of the problem in the case is what Justice Kagan referred to as the procedural morass that the court has gotten itself into. Here, for example, is Justice Breyer, one of the court's liberals.
There are 4 billion court suits in the United States, okay? And probably in 3 billion of them, somebody thinks something's unconstitutional. All right, so can they all sue the judge?
No.
Everybody goes into federal court, sues the judge. And
no,
the state court? All right, what's the difference between this case, where you think he's an enforcer, and 4 billion other cases where you've read their briefs? All right, you understand their argument. What's your response to it?
And why, asked Justice Alito, one of the court's conservatives, shouldn't these cases be litigated in the state's courts first?
It's unprecedented, and it is contrary to our system of federalism, to enjoin a state judge even from hearing a case. So your answer is one federal judge can't enjoin another federal judge. But a federal judge can enjoin state judges because they're lower creatures. That's the answer?
That is not.
But as much as the conservative members of the court appeared hostile to the federal government's intervention, three of them, Kavanaugh and Barrett, both Trump appointees, and Chief Justice Roberts, indicated real doubts about the Texas law. Kavanaugh asked Texas Solicitor General Judd Stone whether, if the court were to, in the future, invalidate some of its abortion precedents, the clinics in Texas would be liable for abortions that took place in the past.
Are you saying that the state that could then reach back and retroactively or allow suits that would reach back and retroactively impose liability on entities that were committing lawful acts as of the time?
It would be private plaintiffs again, Your Honor, but of course—
Is that a yes?
Yes, Your Honor, yes.
Kavanaugh looked incredulous.
Millions and millions retroactively imposed, even though the activity was perfectly lawful under all court orders and precedent at the time it was undertaken, right?
Undoubtedly, Your Honor.
Okay. But
Justice Barrett?
Just have one question. So we're
Justice Barrett
about
also expressed skepticism about the breadth of the law and the way it was designed to prevent review by the federal courts. Prodded by all the justices, the Texas Solicitor General said that neither the federal government nor the abortion providers can seek review of the state law now. Rather, he maintained that cases must first be litigated by the state courts. Justice Kagan responded that if there's no immediate recourse when a state enacts a patently unconstitutional law,
essentially, we would be inviting states, all 50 of them, with respect to their unpreferred constitutional rights, to try to nullify the law of that this court has laid down as to the content of those rights. There's nothing the Supreme Court can do about it. Guns, same-sex marriage, religious rights, whatever you don't like, go ahead.
A decision in the case is expected by summer.
That is NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. To hear more from Nina on the Texas abortion case, listen to her on the NPR Politics podcast. There's a link in our episode notes. It's Consider This from NPR. I'm Elsa Chang.
This message comes from NPR sponsor BetterHelp. When you're carrying around a lot of stress, therapy is a safe space to get it off your chest. If you're considering therapy, give BetterHelp a try at betterhelp.com/NPR to get 10% off your first month.
This message comes from NPR sponsor State Farm. If you're a small business owner, it isn't just your business, it's your life. Whatever your business might be, you want someone who understands. That's where State Farm Small Business Insurance comes in. State Farm agents are small business owners too, and know what it takes to help you personalize your policies for your small business needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Humans are kind of overrated. Over on Shortwave, a science podcast, we're only kind of kidding. We're bringing you the wondrous world of animal science to your daily life. From queer animal love stories to songbird memories, we're showing you how critter knowledge informs human science. Listen now to Shortwave, a podcast from NPR.